You're listening to Rural Focus. We're catching up with Philip Brunner from Bailiwick Legal about a roadshow which took place in February. Morning, Philip. Let's talk about the roadshow. You went to places like Mora, Killabarron, Narrogin. Can you tell us what the show was about?
The roadshows were generally about understanding which system employers were bound to, whether state or federal, some of the minimum conditions applicable to both regulatory environments, and some recent changes to the laws and determinations, particularly surrounding casual employment.
Yeah, now this was a bit of a running theme, according to the feedback that you got from people. There was a lot of engagement for casual farmhands who worked full-time hours for an extended period of time. Now, this isn't unusual, but how do you ensure your employees will be legally recognised as a casual employee rather than a full-time employee?
So some of the tests applicable come down to whether there's a guaranteed number of hours, whether there's regularity with those hours. So if an employee is working Monday to Friday with an expectation of continuing week in and week out, he's often provided with accommodation as well, then that really tends to be more a permanent relationship. Now, what came out of the seminars too is that that situation needs to be distinguished between the person who's engaged, say, for a 2 or 3 month stretch over seeding or harvest operations, where, you know, for a short period of time and for a short task orientated engagement, someone can be employed in a casual basis, even though they might be working Monday through to Friday and a 40-hour week, so to speak. But generally, where someone's been engaged for several years with an expectation of that engagement continuing, they'd be more likely to be a permanent rather than a casual.
So it's not just a simple case of just paying the casual loading, is it? Is they have to prove that they are a casual employee. Is that what we're trying to say?
That's right. Simply calling someone a casual, not giving them annual leave or sick leave entitlements, but paying them a casual loading per se, does not mean at law that that person is necessarily a casual employee. And that's the distinction too. Often a flat wage is paid and it's sort of deemed by the parties to be a casual, but there's no loading actually identified or separated out from that hourly rate payment. And this is a real issue that has been identified by the courts, that if you don't actually identify and separate out that casual loading, in an argument as to whether someone is or isn't a casual, if the person's ultimately found to be a permanent employee, if you haven't actually separated that casual loading out, you can't use any sort of casual-based loading as an offset for any particular entitlements that are ordered to be paid.
So what could be the worst-case scenario for an employer if they found themselves in this kind of position?
Worst case is that the employee can seek recompense for, let's say, unpaid annual leave entitlements for a six-year period of time. Those entitlements would then be ordered to be paid on the hourly rate actually being paid to the employee, which from the employer's perspective, you know, is meant to include a loading. But if the loading's not actually separated and identified expressly, then they're stuck with paying the full hourly rate for that annual leave entitlement.
So, Philip, what do you think is the most important things our listeners should take away from today's chat about this? Because it does sound like a serious issue that we don't want to find ourselves in.
That's right. So the advice we promoted through the roadshow was to ensure that, firstly, you have a written contract of employment, regardless of the nature of the engagement of your employees. But more particularly, if you are engaging casual employees, you actually expressly identify the loading as an addition to the base hourly rate, and you clearly identify a task-orientated or short period of time basis for the casual engagement.
Well, if you'd like more information on this, Bailiwick Legal have a website, bailiwicklegal.com.au. They deal with workplace and employment, also agribusiness as well. Philip Brunner is the director of Bailiwick Legal. Thank you very much for your time and for that advice. And we look forward to chatting to you once again on Rural Focus.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you, listeners.